Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with TownBank Mortgage.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz, and as I mentioned before the break, as a boomer, you want to live the next best phase of your life. Retirement is an opportunity to do that by giving you time to follow your passion. Today's guest is doing that. He's Mark Schrade, a former fire chief for St. Andrew's Fire Department in West Ashley. Mark has started Marked for Success, a life coaching and leadership training program. He's going to be talking about his journey to creating Marked for Success and an upcoming event, the Live to Lead Experience. It's this Thursday right here in Charleston, and he has a great giveaway for the fifth caller. Welcome, Mark.
Hi, Rebecca. Thanks for having me out today.
Well, I'm so glad that you can be here. I want to talk about Live to Lead, but before we do, you've had a career as a fire chief, and it helped lead you to starting Marked for Success. How is that?
That's correct. One of the things I think I found in my career, especially early in my career, is I just had this uncanny ability to just lead people. And as I advanced through and became a fire chief over the years, I found that I really loved to share with people the leadership skills that I had learned over the years. And I thought, well, gee, if I'm going to be retiring soon, and this was a couple years ago when I began my exit strategy, if I'm going to be retiring soon, what do I really want to do? And I thought to myself, well, gee, I've been leading all my life. If I have this exit strategy where I want to lead others, why not just share what I've learned over the years?
I like that term, exit strategy, mm-hmm. but you're not exiting for good. You're just going, you're exiting, you know, one door, you're going into another door.
That's right. And I think it's important, and, you know, we're talking boomers here. So I think it's important that as we get older and you're to that point in your life where maybe you want to do something a little different, you establish a strategy. And I share this with people when I'm out teaching and coaching, is I want them to really talk about, you know, planning an exit strategy for their next twilight years, whatever you want to call it.
So you're with, here locally, the St. Andrews Fire Department as the chief mm-hmm. for 9 years.
That's correct.
And you mentioned to me before the start of the show that shortly after you arrived, about, I think, 3 months into your career, something very tragic happened.
Right.
And do you mind talking a little bit about that?
Yeah, I had been on the job for about three months. And The Sofa Superstore fire happened in June of 2007. And it was something that obviously was very tragic. It rocked the world. And you know, unfortunately, with the death of 9 firefighters also came a lot of fallout with mental health issues. And so it really, and nobody really taught us how to deal with the mental health issues. It's just, you're not taught that. Hmm. And so as a fire chief, I began to experience a lot of issues with my personnel and how to deal with that. So it helped to define me as well as to, it made me a better leader in the long run.
So, and that's something that we talk a lot about on Let's Talk Boomers, that we're a product of what we've experienced in our lives. And as we get to that next best phase of our lives, when we're thinking about ending a career, but we want to start a new one, we're able to build upon that, all of our experiences. And that's what you've done with starting Marked for Success. So in this journey of starting this new business, what have you learned about starting a business?
It's tough.
Does it happen really fast?
Actually, I ended up retiring a year early. As I was building it, I realized, you know what, I had to really commit myself to it. And it's a process. It's a journey. There's not a finite end to it. It's infinite. It's like anything that we do in life. There's no end to it. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool. I think one of the challenging things is the fact that you're trying to build a business from, you know, really with nothing. And I'm not wanting to spend a lot of money. I'm trying to be frugal, as we should be. Mm-hmm. And so that's remained a challenge. But in all reality, it's just been a process. And I think we need to really keep that in mind as we look into the next phase of our lives.
Good advice. And if you're just tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz, and we're talking today with Mark Schrade. Am I pronouncing your last name correctly, Mark?
I think that's right.
Okay, very good. Yay. Okay. Mark Schrade, he is a former fire chief for the St. Andrews Fire Department, longtime fire chief. Now he has started a new career. He's not totally retiring. He started a career with his own business marked for success. So, Mark, let's talk about the programs that you offer. What's it like working with these individuals? Is it just individuals or is it sometimes groups of people?
Typically, you know, I do some executive coaching for individuals, but where I think my passion really lies is in the fact that I like to take companies, organizations, or teams that have anywhere from 1 to 20 members and make them understand that it's truly about building a foundation for success and to spend the time to make sure that we have foundational success. And so the other thing that I like to instill in people is the importance of understanding that a business, an organization, or a team should have some mission, vision, and values that they're following. And when they hire people or they bring people onto the team, they should really be trying to find people that meet those values, how important that is. And that's something I discovered. It took me years to discover it, but it's a magic elixir as you're trying to hire people or bring people onto your teams.
In the process of developing your business, have you done some self-discovery about yourself?
Let's see here. One of the things that I do like to do is I like to reflect upon my days. And I've discovered what a lot of my shortcomings have been. I've learned that I have to be a better listener. I've learned that I have to be more intentional in what I'm doing. And, you know, there's some things I do really well, and there's some things that, like that, I have to really teach myself to do it. So I encourage people at the end of their day, at the end of their week, to reflect upon the day or the week or even a year and take that time. And what have I learned and what do I need to be better at?
That's great advice for all of us. And we've had folks on the show, too, that talk about the importance of listening. We're in such a live-in-the-moment world, social media, that sometimes you just need to step back, have that quiet moment, and listen to somebody or listen to yourself. That inner voice, isn't that true?
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. You know, I'm a talker, so for me, I've had to learn that I have to shut up. Mm-hmm. My wife says, tell you, be quiet, not shut up, but to, you know, be quiet
right.
and really be intentional.
Mm-hmm.
God gave us two ears for a purpose,
mm-hmm.
okay? And so it's just something that I think we have to learn to develop.
Very good, and let's talk about Live to Lead.
Oh, yeah.
It is going to be happening in Charleston this upcoming week, November the 10th, I believe. Is
right.
that right?
Yeah.
So what is it?
Well, it's a leadership experience. I'm actually a member of the John Maxwell team. I'm a certified member of the John Maxwell team. And it's a John Maxwell company event. Live to Lead actually is going to be four different speakers that day, including John Maxwell himself, Simon Sinek, who wrote Leaders Eat Last, Liz Wiseman from the Wiseman Group out in California. And then everybody knows of Dan Cathy at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yes.
So they're going to be speaking. They're going to be sharing some fabulous information. And it's about a four-hour program that we're doing here in Charleston. So I'm excited.
That's has it ever been in Charleston before?
It hasn't. No, this is the first time.
Wow. So how fortunate that we're able to have this event in Charleston. So who should attend this event?
You know, it could be anybody, but the bottom line is this. We're all leaders, okay, if you think about this. And leadership is this. It's simply influencing other people. Mm-hmm. Now, it's how do we influence? Do we want to do it positively or negatively? That's kind of up to us. But everybody influences people. So anybody that's truly interested in raising their leadership lid, the ability to lead people, mm-hmm. and taking away two or three items from each speaker. And what's cool about the program is you're going to be able to take things away and put them in the practical application immediately, if you want to.
Mm-hmm. So is this a all-day event?
It starts, we're going to do a little networking and that type of thing for the first hour and a half at 9 o'clock. The event will start. And then the event will run till about 12:30. And then what I've done, because this event was originally supposed to take place on October 7th, what I've done is I'm adding on a lunch and learn option for people that we can sit down and discuss what we've learned if they want to stay around and you know, network and share a little bit more information with each other.
And where is it being held?
It's going to be at the West Ashley campus of Seacoast Church on Savannah Highway.
Okay. Very convenient place.
Absolutely.
All right. So that's West Ashley, the Seacoast Church, the West Ashley campus on Savannah Highway. It's November 10th. It's from 9 until, I guess, with the lunch and learn.
I would imagine we'll be out of there by 2.
By 2.
Registration starts at 7:30 in the morning.
Okay. And how can someone pre-register, and should they?
I encourage you to go and pre-register. And if you go to l2lcharleston.com, you can purchase your tickets there. And I'm going to give out a promo code here, which will give you a significant discount on the tickets if you type in the word action, A-C-T-I-O-N, take action.
Take action.
Take action.
So what are the tickets with the discount if you don't? How much are they?
Normally they're $79. The discount will be discounted to $59.
$59.
Absolutely.
Okay. And being that you're organizing this event really in the Charleston area,
right.
I believe that's why we're having it, because of you. So thank you for bringing
it
here.
You're welcome.
I've heard a couple of the speakers, so I'm very, very impressed. What do you want someone attending the event to walk away with?
You know, at the end of the day, I want people to really be able to walk away and realize that, and you'll hear John talk about it a lot, just the importance of adding value to other people and the return that you'll get on your investment by doing that. Mm-hmm. And I think if people walk away with that and walk away with the fact that don't ever stop growing, don't ever stop developing, because if you do that, you're really done living, at least in my mind.
Mm-hmm. And you boomers listening out there, I know that from the emails that I've received and your response to the guests that we've had on the show, that's very important to you, the listener, that we continue to add value, not just to ourselves, but to those around us, because that gives value to our lives, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's critical. You know, you'd be surprised when you're doing stuff for other people, just how you begin to feel, and then what other things start to happen for you.
Mm-hmm. So what do you like to do in your free time, if you have any? Hopefully you do.
Actually, I'm very fortunate. I'm blessed. I can do a lot of traveling. My wife and I, you know, get that opportunity. The other thing is, one of the things that I really want to get back into, and it'll happen here, is I want to start to play tennis again. I was self-taught tennis player as a kid. And then, like Forrest Gump, I quit one day, but I realized I still have some pretty doggone good skills. Now I got to have somebody teach me how to do it the right way.
Well, good for you, yeah. And I'm sure that you will. And I'm really excited about this November 10th event. It's Live to Lead. Give us those facts again, Mark.
Okay, it's going to be November 10th. Registration starts at 7:30. The event starts at 9:00. You go to l2lcharleston.com for the tickets. The promo code is ACTION. Can I put out a shout out for my sponsors?
I definitely want you to do that.
Okay, Coastal Financial Planning Group.
Great, and he is a presenting sponsor with Let's Talk Boomers.
That's right. And then there's Page 23 Media, the Media Beast Marketing Group, and then Chick-fil-A is assisting me with this. And then also, obviously, I want to thank Seacoast Church. And everybody else has been helping me out.
That's wonderful. So that
I forgot somebody, and this is another great sponsor, Air Max Heating and Air Conditioning, my friend Matt Box.
Oh,
great guy.
Great.
I apologize
sponsors.
For that.
No, very good. Very great sponsors. It's going to be a great day. It's l2lcharleston.com.
Yes.
Is where you can sign up. The promo word is ACTION. That gives you a discount on those tickets. I know you've got some tickets you're going to give away today.
Mm-hmm.
Before we leave, how can the listener out there, if they can't go to the event November 10th, Live to Lead, mm-hmm. how can they find you?
They can find me at markedforsuccess.com. That's marked, the letter four, success.com. That drives you to my website and it'll let you to contact me by email or phone, or just peruse the website and see what you're interested in.
Great. And Mark, what is that phone number that
the fifth caller
and get four tickets? To Live to Lead, and that's a package worth $89 a ticket without a discount,
well,
right?
$79 a ticket.
$79 a ticket.
$320 package.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So here's the number. It's going to be 843-209-4094.
843-209-4094. 4094. Thank you so much for here, Mark. And good luck with your event.
Thanks.
I know it's going to be awesome. Live to Lead, November 10th at Seacoast Church, West Ashley Campus. Registration starts at 7:30 a.m. in the morning. Just go to l2lcharleston.com, get all the information. Use ACTION as that as that promo word
That's right.
Get a discount on the tickets. Thank you again for being here, Mark.
Thanks for having me.
And this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage.
I'm with Michael Washburn of Exit Realty of the Carolinas. Michael, last week we talked about why it's important for a boomer to use a seniors real estate specialist, and especially a parent care housing specialist, such as yourself, when selling or buying a home. You're an expert in helping with our housing needs and boomers as we age. So what does the housing forecast look like for 2016?
Rebecca, 2016 looks fantastic. It's a really fast pace. One of the things I would caution somebody if they're putting their house on the market, and especially if they're staying in this local market, is to figure out where you're going to move next, because houses are selling in a matter of days, like 2-3 days, and getting multiple offers.
Wow.
So if you've got to move in 30 or 45 days, you might ought to figure out where you're going to move to.
Or you might have a little bit of a problem. No place to
get
live.
Get a Winnebago or something.
So that's one of the things that I guess a boomer should consider. What else should they consider when they're deciding whether or not they should move, downsize or right size?
I guess how long they're going to stay in the next house. And, 5 years is, I guess, an ideal window, just so you can recoup cost. We're in a rising market, and in this market, we're having really good appreciation, but, I don't have a crystal ball, but things can plateau out. And, so you want to be able to recover your costs for moving and things like that.
And as a parent care housing specialist, how can you help a boomer?
We could do a plan and assess what their challenges are going to be going forward, depending upon their age and how long they're going to be in the next house, to make sure that next house suits their needs for the duration.
Well, that is wonderful. To learn more about Michael Washburn at Exit Realty of the Carolinas, visit his website, exitofthecarolinas.com, or call him 843-343-3947. This has been another Let's Talk Boomers, a lifestyle show on tips and trends for you, the baby boomer. I'm your host, Rebecca Imholtz. Tune in again next Saturday morning at 9:30 for another Let's Talk Boomers, only on News Radio 94.3 WSC.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca Imholtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com, and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.